In Def Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Episode 6, featuring Hoodie Jim.
Peace, peace, peace. In Def Podcast, Episode 6. I feel like I'm flying through these episodes, man. But yo, I got an extremely special guest with me now. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's good with y'all, man? It's Hoodie Jim, aka Juan, rapper producer out of Ohio. Happy Boys Records, baby. You already know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, it's a blessing and an honor to have you on the pod, bro.
Always, man. It's always good chopping up my dog, man. You already know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, all right, first question. Dream studio session, you get to pick a co-producer and three artists. Who are you picking?
All right, so, you know, there's so many producers I ride with, but I got to go with Knowledge. I got to go with Knowledge. That's my guy right now. So I would say Knowledge for my producer. And for the three artists, I just say Mick Jenkins, Mike. I love Mike, man. Love Mike. And for the last one, I'm going to say Earl. Keep it safe. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be a crazy track, bro.
That's what I was saying. That'd be wild.
Nah, facts. That's going to be a crazy track, bro. Like,
yes, sir.
Okay, so the next question. What album from your birth year do you think has had the most influence on you?
Ooh, man. I would say... I don't remember the name, but it was the Dr. Dre album with Explosive on it. I remember bumping that. My mom always had that on when I was coming up as a kid, man. So I would definitely say that's probably the one right there.
Dope. Okay. Next question. Carnage, man. Talk about Carnage, you know, the members, the founding members, and what you guys plan to do with the crew in the future.
So Carnage is a rap collective started up by the homie Raekwon the God. He actually came up with the name of it. And him and I, one day we was in a PlayStation party, just chopping it up. And he brought up the name. I was like, yo, this is crazy. And I actually took the letters because we're both heavily inspired by Wu-Tang. So I took the letters and we made a meaning out of it, which stands for kill all rivals, not acknowledging God energy. That's Carnage right there. So we have members in here. The members consist of myself, Hoodie Jim, Raekwon the God, the founder of it. We have Hoodie Kai, another artist, Omar, rapper/producer. And that's the squad right there, man. You know what I'm saying? So we just trying to make our way up out here. You know, when you're making groups, sometimes it takes time to build that chemistry, but we're getting there, man, slowly. And everybody's doing their thing. Everybody's super talented. So I'm excited to see what we do with that, man.
Nah, facts. I'm hip. Like, I rock with all of y'all. All of y'all have, like, a really dope style. Like,
yeah, man. They're dope, man. They're dope.
Yes, sir. Okay. Next question. Let's see. Two mental health tips that you can give.
I say the first one is take time to get off social media sometimes. You know, that's been something that I've struggled with a lot. So, getting off social media really helped me with my mental health issues. It's always good to take a break because it's a habit to wake up in the morning. First thing you do is open that phone up. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, first thing on your page is going to be something negative. Somebody talking about somebody else's life or somebody died, something, man. It's not good. So definitely one tip, stay off social media. Two, man, just get outside, man. Smell the flowers. Just enjoy what we have, man. Enjoy what we got while it's here. Because one day, you know, outside might not be the same as it was today. And one day, you're not going to be able to go outside and see the things you love to see. Just go out there, take a break. Go buy some water, man. Bring out a notepad, get a pen, write your thoughts down, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Get out there.
Yes, sir. Great tips.
Sir, appreciate it.
No problem. So my next question, this is going to be a layered question, Mal.
Okay, let's get it.
So you have the opportunity to go back in time and visit your younger self.
Yeah.
What song of yours are you playing for your younger self and why?
That's a really good ass question. Okay. Yeah, you bringing that heat. Okay. I would say I'd probably play my song Heroes Fall too. Strictly for the fact that, you know, being younger, looking up to a lot of people in your life, it's easy to think of them as perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to think that they don't have any flaws. And when you see them mess up or anything like that, it could be something that could really take a toll on you, especially as a kid, you know, being exposed to that real way of living, real life. So all I would say I'd probably play Heroes Fall. You know, it's also a song that comes from the understanding of, like, a parent's perspective, how my parents have felt, how tough it's been for them raising us, you know what I'm saying? So
I think
it's something my younger self could take into consideration. Maybe, like, you know, just be cooler with everybody. So love, man. So I'll play that. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dope answer, too. And I love that song, too, bro. For sure.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, so next question.
What's up?
Let's see. Because I have about three more questions left before this one, or after this one, should I say.
Cool. All
right, so I think this is a question I haven't asked anyone yet. What's one movie that has changed the way you approached making music?
Ooh, that's a good question. It changed my approach to music. I haven't really watched many movies, like, music specific, you know what I'm saying? But, like, something that definitely, like, maybe shifted my way of thinking. This going to sound crazy because it's just a goofy-ass movie, but I say Friday, man.
Right.
Friday. That was, like, the first show. Because I grew up, you know, with a single white mom, so I didn't really get to see much shit that had black culture in it. And seeing Friday, I was like, wow, like, this shit is dope. It's got everything in there, like, a lot of cliches, but they just make it, like, dope, you know what I'm saying? It just feels good to be that dude. So I would say Friday definitely had a lot of influence on it. And just the soundtrack of Friday was crazy, too. I love the soundtrack on it.
Facts. And there's a lot of nuances in that movie, too. They say, like, every time you watch it, you see something new.
Yeah, bro, you really do. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of shit in there, like, even shit they didn't mean to put in there, like Easter egg and shit. I know there was, like, a dude in the background one time that didn't want them filming in the neighborhood, so he wouldn't get out the shot. And if you look in the background, you can see him sitting back there.
facts. Like, they said that when Ice Cube's girl called him, she had a dude in the bed, bro.
She did. Yeah. When she woke up, you could see him laying back there. That shit funny. Dead wrong, man.
I'm saying, bro. All right. So what's some advice you would give to a young artist trying to be in your position, or any artist that would try to be in your position?
So some advice I give them, which I've been taking a lot of it myself recently, I've needed to, is two things. One, stay consistent. Always stay consistent. Even if the plays aren't going to keep dropping, make sure that you always making something. Don't get out of that flow. Number two, I would say network. Make sure you get out there and you talk to people. You meet people. You get hip to your marketing so you can put yourself out there better. You know, there's a lot more than just making music to this. If you really want to get in the industry, it's not just making music. You got to really be hip to the business side and know what you're doing. Thanks. So I would say network and stay consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. So, all right. I like to ask this question for the real spitters, man. Let me get some bars, bro.
Oh, shit, you want me to go off a dome?
Hey, whatever you like, bro. Anything.
All right, bet. Let's see what I got, man. All right. It's your wine from a 9-3. All the herbs I blaze. Old age, that's the place I'm raised. Mama raised a young black boy, she white face. Family all love the boy, that's how I get it. Young blunts roll, we spitting them all twisted. If I got two more, that's two G's. And I'm back to home, one good relo and smoke trees. It's young wine, boy, you got the boy. They hating on me, and I ain't even pay attention. It's number one, no lessons. They gain dimensions. And when you catch me on the IG page, get the followers up. I bring the bars in the cage, breaking out. No clubs talking shit. We them niggas now. Young boy twisted up. That's word of mouth. I don't know.
Yo, let's go.
Yeah, you caught me off guard, man.
fire. You freestyled that?
That's off the dome, boy.
Yo, that was hard, bro. That was hard. No written. That was hard, bro.
I appreciate it.
You're the first rapper to actually freestyle on this show, bro. That's crazy.
Hey, I had to try at least, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to try at least.
Yeah, bro. A lot of rappers, they really don't be freestyling, though, at all.
Hey, man, don't hurt the child. You know, you gotta be ready to ask, man. It's like if a hooper met a kid at the hoop or the playground or something on the basketball court. The kid gonna ask him to take some shots with him.
Right.
You gotta be ready for it, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, facts. And that's why, like, I like to catch people off guard, because, you know, anytime I get interviewed, they're like, yo, let me hear some bars. I got a verse on Tuck. I got about 10 verses on Tuck that I could just spit whenever the time comes, you know? So it's like, you got to be ready for that, you know?
Hey, that's actually, like, the first time I freestyle with no beat.
Bro, that's talent, bro.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So that brings the podcast to a close. Plug yourself in, man. Anything you got out, anything you got coming out, plug in your IG, all of that, your socials, everything.
Hey, man, I got the project coming out soon, man, in July. I'm going to let y'all know the name soon, but just know we got some big names. You know, I'm not going to put too much out there, but just Chuck Strangers, Denmark Vessi. That's two little names on this. Y'all be ready for that. At Hooded One on IG. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on Instagram. Catch me on YouTube. Same thing. Hooded One, Spotify, Apple Music, Hoodie Gym. We out here, man. Go stream Brown is Blue. Much love, Barry Mars. Appreciate you having me on here, my boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey.
Shout out Happy Boys, too.
Yes, sir. Shout out Hoodie Kai, too, man.
Oh, you already know, man. All them boys, man. Shout out all my dogs. SC Ambition, Hoodie Kai, Omar, all them boys. Much love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In-Depth Podcast, Episode 6. Y'all be blessed, man. Peace.
Right.
In-Depth Podcast.